Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Healing Hour, and I'm your host, Minister Arthur Burton III, and this is PKN, Purpose Kingdom Network. I am so excited. I bless God. I thank God. I missed you guys before. I was on a mission. I had a wedding with you. Pastor Troy stepped in. Lit the place on fire. I had to call and make sure I still had a show, but she tore the whole thing down. But I bless God for her, and I thank her for being ready when I was on assignment. It's been a while, and like I said, I've been calling. It's been a /Purpose Kingdom. I'm going to say it again, blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Or call in 319-527-6091. That is 319-527-6091. All right, y'all. This is how we do the show. We start out with letting you know where we are, how to contact you. The talk out, prayer requests, questions, comments, concerns. Not something you just want to get off your chest. If there's a word in your heart, because I ain't got no word to show off with, this is definitely a time where people need outreach, where people need resources. They need help. And we as the church have to be a light in a dark place. And lately I've been talking about different ways to get involved in evangelism. I've been talking to people about how to streaming outreach. We've given answers on everything from Zoom to live stream to YouTube. Every week there's a different evangelism tip. I'm going to share with you guys pantry work in your church. A lot of people think you need a lot of money that you link up with certain food drives and food banks. There are three things, and I'm going to say this for a while because I want people to get it. There are three things. One thing you can do is get involved with your local supermarket, and they have a pantry expiration date, or they have a shelf expiration date. Every supermarket, ShopRite, Save a Lot, all of them have a shelf expiration date. Now, the shelf expiration date and food expiration date are completely different. They are not the same. Or sometimes months apart, but they can't keep items on the shelf longer than 10 days. So when you tell your supermarket, hey, instead of throwing out those non-perishable items, I will collect them on the day they are supposed to go out for trash, because they throw these good things away. We're talking about pasta, baby food, anything from canned vegetables. Instead of getting stored, they throw them away. You as a church have the ability to say, hey, I have a church, 10 boxes. I'm telling you, this works and it helps you. Everything, like I said, everything from pasta, canned tomatoes, pasta sauces, anything you can possibly think of. Baby food. Baby food is so important. They are considered non-perishable. Hey, can you hold that for us? Nope. The evangelism tip, it will help your church pantry out, especially when people are in a time of need right now and resources are scarce. You know, get a lot of people at our church who are hungry and they are in need. They need food for their families. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 200 North Fisher Street, 200 Fisher Street, that is off of 5th Street in the Northeast area. We do lunches from 9 a.m. to 12. So we give out breakfast and lunch to kids in the community. That is 9 to 12. We don't ask questions. There's no small or amount that has to be given. There's no certain things that has to, you know, you have to sign a waiver or anything like that. You come, you get what you need, and you leave. No questions asked. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We give out breakfast and lunch, box lunches. And, you know, for families who need it, especially right now, you know, for those who are home, it's hard because you're used to the school providing lunches. Also, parents and those who are in school, ask your school if they are providing lunch. And you can go pick up the lunch per child. So if you don't have the means to get where we are, all you have to do is contact your local public school and ask them, are they still doing lunching? And they are. All schools still have to do lunch. You know, your kids don't you don't have to figure out how to get them breakfast, how to get them lunch throughout the day. You guys can literally call your school and they will provide lunch. All right? These are just some things that we like to tell people. We want to make sure that people are doing well in the pandemic. And we don't want them to lack knowledge that may cause problems. So any way we can provide resources, we can tell people how to get what they need, we are going to do it. Amen? So after we said that, you know that we always open up with our scripture that we are reading. I think, you know, it's a familiar scripture. It's something that we all read. We are going to go in. I want to do something real quick. I just got a text. It was a prayer. Got a text right now for prayer. And it was from a gentleman who I went to school with. He recently just lost his brother due to COVID. This is a young man, about 37 years old. Lost his life. His brother is battling with his faith. And I was going to get in the show, but I know right now that he's not the only one battling with his faith. You know, a lot of people have this preconceived notion that you're supposed to be together, go to God. But I'm telling you right now that if you could have it together before you have a relationship with God, there would be no point in having a relationship with him to begin with. So we come to God as we are. We come to God broken. He wants us to come to him broken. He enjoys, you know, God enjoys putting pieces together. He likes puzzles. He likes putting you together. But before he can put you together, you got to come with all the pieces. So whether you're broken, whether you're sad, you're not feeling well, something is wrong, you know, you may have certain insecurities, he's willing to put those pieces together, but you got to be willing to give him the pieces. So right now, we're going to play for that young man because he's wavering in his faith. And it's okay. We have to let people know that it's okay to have a battle. It's okay to have a fight within yourself. And it's okay to ask God questions. And it's okay to wonder, hey, God, hey, are you here? It's okay. Like, we make it seem like we're wrong for saying, God, what's up? Because the truth is, God says, when you're weary, when you're burdened, all you who have burdens and are weary, come to me. So let's get out of the preconceived notion to have it together when we see him. The only way we can have it together, the only way we can have a sense of peace, hope, faith, understanding, is if we have it. So let's pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your children are weary. Your children are tired. They're seeking answers. They're wondering why. Why are they dealing with this? Why are they going through this? What's going on? Why are people hurting? Why are people lost? And God, we know that the enemy will play with us and will toy with us and will make it feel like you're not here and you're not listening. And God, the enemy will make it seem as though you're not around. But the truth is, you're here. You're here, and you're waiting for us to give it to you. You're waiting for us to lay it down. We carry the weight of problems. We carry the weight of sin, and we carry the weight of trauma on our shoulders. And you're just waiting for us to drop the bag. You're waiting for us to drop the load so that you can carry it. You're waiting for us to, so God, as that young man reached out to me, I pray that you release it to God, that you begin to allow God to have his way, that you allow God to get the thing and take control of it. We can't control and release. I'm going to say that again. We can't control and release. Something has to give so that we can get. Something has to give so that we can get. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. For all those who also are in need of prayer and your faith is wavering right now and you're trying to understand life in this situation, understand you're not alone. You are not alone. We are in this fight together. And you will get through this. You will get through this. Amen. So that we made that prayer and we've made that declaration, and I hope somebody is feeling good, and I hope somebody is feeling, you know, rejuvenated and inspired. We're going to get to the word. And I believe that there was a word already given, but I got something, and it's my pastor's fault. So I have one of those pastors that like to text late at night. And he'll say, the Lord gave me something. and everybody wakes up, and we start reading, and we're like, oh, man, what is he going to say now? And he texted us at 12:50 a.m. last night, and he says, I love you. No, I'm not going to complain. You guys are doing an awesome job. I love my church. I have the best leaders in the world. You guys are amazing. He said, but my job is to make you better. And if I allowed you to stay where you were, I wouldn't be good at being a pastor. So if I left you guys to where you are, people would think you are awesome. You are amazing, but you're better than them. And you have more to offer, and you have a lot more that you haven't seen. He said, so I want to tell you guys this. All fruit has an expiration date. And of course he was going to get deeper, because this text was about five long texts, and it was a combination of things. And if you didn't read it, of course he was going to ask you about it. So you better have read it the first time, because when we meet on Sabbath, he was going to say something about it. So we had to read it and make sure that we knew what we were saying. So he said, all has an expiration date. Make sure you're not using old fruit, because you'll spoil everything else. You'll spoil what's to come if you keep trying to use old fruit. And of course, he explained himself. A lot of you guys, you know the system by now. You know it works. You know how to get people's attention. You know how to get answers from God. You know how to link and tap into spiritual gifts. You are very tuned in and aware of how to be a vessel at this time. And that is wonderful. But just because you know how this season works and this system works does not mean you stay there. God is trying to do something new. And if you keep going back to the old thing, you'll miss the new blessing. You'll miss the new opportunity to work. You'll miss the new gift. You'll miss the new tool, because you're comfortable with old fruit. And there were some scriptures that was read, and I'm going to share with you guys some of the scriptures. It was 2 Corinthians 5:17, and he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, guys, all things become new. How does something become new? Everybody got a favorite pair of shoes. Everybody got a favorite pair of shoes. Everybody, matter of fact, ladies, if you're on the phone, some of you got that old nightgown that you have yet to throw away. And you know what I'm talking about. It got holes in it. It's dusty. But you have yet to throw it away, because it's comfortable. Guys, some of you got a pair of pants that need to be thrown in the trash, but you refuse to throw it away because they're comfortable. That's the same thing with spiritual gifts. That's the same thing with anointing. So God says, all things will become new. That means the old thing has to become new. You are able to intercede, and you are able to see what God has in the spirit for others and for yourself. There's always a new level. If you are a giver and you have a spirit and a gift to give, and you're anointed and called to give, always a new level. We are dealing with new circumstances. We are dealing with new people. So we got to operate in a new way. And I know somebody is saying, well, the old way worked. And if we can be completely honest, and if we're going to tell the truth about who we are and what we're doing, I'm sorry, y'all. Some of the old ways didn't work. Some of it didn't work. Honest with ourselves. It didn't work because there was no update. There was no update. Every computer, every phone system has an update. You know, in the middle of the night, when your phone is saying, hey, do you want to install a new update? Everything has a new update. We need to be updated. We need to stop operating in the oldness and work on the newness that God has promised us. How do we do that? The Bible says that we should renew our mind daily. Daily. We should be informed daily. We should be hearing from the Holy Spirit daily. This ain't no once a week thing, once a month thing. We should be saying, hey, God, what do you have me to do today? Think about next year. If we haven't proclaimed that I'm going to do what God has called me to do today. And today might mean talking to the person on your job. Today might mean listening to somebody that you really don't feel like talking to. Everybody got that one person that gets under their skin. I mean the one, that one person. But if I'm going to be honest with y'all, because we're family, I can talk to y'all like family. I have a sister. I love her to death. Nobody better not say nothing about my sister. But after 2 minutes of a conversation, my skin hurt. I start getting a little headache on the side, you know where like the temple at, and you know when you hurt when you chew, I start getting that headache. Because I'm trying to figure out where common and sense meet. She's 21. So I understand at 21, things ain't clicking. In that 21 age is where you think you know everything, but you ain't live nowhere to know anything. So talking to a 21-year-old hurts. It does. I don't know where it does for y'all, but it does something for me. And I'm trying to figure out, Lord, how do I stay in peace when we talk? So, we had a conversation because my grandparents were taking care of my grandparents, and you know, for y'all people who are of a certain age, who are blessed to be of a certain age, because I can't use the O word, but for those who are anointed and have grace to be of a certain age, y'all are stubborn. let's just call it. If you ride that 80 plus, be the same way, on purpose. But for those who are in that 80 plus, y'all are not burned. You don't want to do this. You don't want to be right. You don't want to do that. And please, with my grandmother, don't talk to her between the time of 12:30 and 4 o'clock. And y'all know why. Because the story. But, you know, when what I was finding different was that you're not going to force anybody to do anything. You sometimes have to give a little to you. And that's just the nature of working. And, you know, the conversation is you don't even know it's going to do what they're supposed to do. If you want them to be right, you want them to take certain medication, you're going to have to stop. It has to be done. Because that's just the nature of working with people. So the conversation would last. And I'm working on this, right? I said with family, so I'm working on my mouth. I'm working on it. For those who are gifted with words, for those who have the gift of words, we also can use words in another way. We've been blessed with, you know, the ability to speak, but you know, we also not right in a certain way. So me, I'm quick. I be there said something, don't even know what I said, and mean what I said. I'm not going to change my mind. So I started. No, I'm not going to use no profanity and none of that stuff. But I started to kind of get with it. Literally, mid conversation, I bit my tongue. I think God didn't bite my tongue. I literally did. I was talking, the stuff was flying, and then I couldn't say nothing. And I promise you, I think that's God. I know that was God. Shut up. Go a lot of y'all. Say what you say, get it out, feel good. When you get out what you started to say, it feels good. But it also escalates. And it also causes tension. And it causes division. And it causes strife. So he says, you know, I don't see no results of this. If you don't see no results of this, it doesn't mean it's not happening. Like, you ain't getting it. But after sin comes in, you'll have to be aware of our actions to make sure we're not operating old way, and we're not renewing, and we're renewing ourselves.
I know, I am quick.
I know, and I have to be aware of how quick and how sharp I am with my mouth, because I know for a fact
that blessings
and curses can't come out of the same mouth. Even when I'm frustrated, even when I am right. And the only way I can figure out another way is if I'm renewed. The only way I can think of a new thing is if I become new. So I just want you guys to think about what is that thing grips with? What is it? What is it that I have to look at myself and say, I need to update that. I really need to update that. All right, we're going to look at Matthew 21, and it's going to be 19 through 21. 19 through 20. And it says, And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. Y'all, the fig tree withered away. And it says, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast out into the sea, it shall not. Y'all, Jesus wanted fruit. He wanted something. And when he saw that it wasn't going to do what he needed it to do, he got rid of it. He didn't say, fig tree, produce more. He didn't say, fig tree, make something big. Because if he had the power to allow the fig tree to wither away, he also had the power to allow the fig tree to grow more fruit. If he had the power to make it go away, he had the power to make it produce. But I'm going to tell you something. God doesn't force you to produce. God will not hold a gun to your head and make you produce. He's not going to make you renew your mind. He is not going to make you all of a sudden become new. He'll ask you to produce. And when you don't, he will allow you to wither. The tree still had leaves. And I don't know if you guys know about plant life, but food comes from the root. The leaves harvest the food and then regenerates it back to the fruit. The tree had evidence of fruit. The tree had evidence of fruit. You can have evidence of something good. You can have evidence of good works. You can have proof of anointing. You can have proof of gifts. But if you're not constantly producing, God would allow you to wither. Growing. God will allow you to wither. And withering takes time. It is not something that is done quickly. Withering takes time. There are ministries that are withering right now in a pandemic. And it's not because they are lazy or they're scared. No, I need people to stop doing that, because there are people who are pushing this idea that if you're not operating, then you're just working in fear. No. Sometimes you have to understand that there are precautions that people have to make. Sometimes we as a church have to stop. There's only one way to operate. And there are so many resources out here to be a community. And if we're so narrow-minded, we'll stop somebody's progression because we think there's only one way to have a God-fearing community, to have a church, to have a ministry. We got to think outside the box. And on top of that, we got to love people enough to love them where they are. And we always try to get, we always want to force people to be where we are at. And the truth of the matter is, if we really evaluated ourselves, we'll realize we ain't nowhere good anyway. We ain't that far advanced. We ain't doing that much. Like we need to know that we need to be understanding. And a wise person understands that they need to mature, that they need to grow. So you can't tell somebody to be where I'm at. And you're not aware that you still need work yourself. Come on, yeah. We have to operate. We have to operate. I want to throw this other scripture at you. And we're going to look at Romans 12:2. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing, by the continuous renew, by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." God is saying to somebody that the only way you're going to be acceptable to him is if you're constantly being made new. If you're constantly being made new. And let's look at Revelation 21:4, and it says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there should be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Guys, God wants to do a new thing. If God wants to do a new thing with us, take us from corruptible to incorruptible, if he's constant, shouldn't we have the same mentality as him? If he wants something new and wants to develop or create a new mind, a new heart, a new body, a new way of thinking inside of us, shouldn't we gravitate to the new thing too? Come on, y'all. Let's look at another one. Let's look at another scripture. In Isaiah 40:31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Only do we have to renew our minds, but we got to wait on the Lord so we can get our strength renewed. Some of us are in a place right now where we need renewed strength. I mean, we are getting attacked on every angle. The people of God are really going through different things, and we need renewed strength. And the first thing we got to do is we got to stand if we want renewed strength. We got to wait if we want renewed strength. I was talking to Pastor Tori before we started the show, and she said to me, "I'm standing." And I said, "That's all I needed to hear. You still standing." Because if she's standing, she is waiting on God to renew her. And we pray and we thank God and we bless God right now that she will receive renewed strength, that she will be made whole, that she will be rejuvenated, that she will get proper rest, that the anointing will come back, peace, of mine will be at her forefront, that she will be met with joy, and that God will be her peace. We pray that in the name of Jesus. We speak peace over her life in the name of Jesus. And we speak peace over yours. Somebody right now is trying to figure out why this thing ain't working no more. Why this system or this idea isn't working anymore. Maybe because the Bible tells us again, passed away. Behold, all things are become. We are at the 12:40, the 9:45 mark, and it is time for us to do the call of salvation. And we say this all the time. We say this is the most important part of the show. There's no point in us talking and gathering our thoughts and trying to see what God is saying if we're not going to do this part. Is the most important part of the show. When we get to introduce somebody to Jesus, I get to tell somebody about our Savior. And here's how it goes. Y'all, one day I had to realize that what I was doing wasn't working. How I was acting, how I was responding to life wasn't working. And so instead of following the same cycle, I realized that the only way I can get something new is if I'm willing to do something new. And that something new was Jesus Christ. I done tried everything else. Some of you done tried everything. Y'all done tried drugs. Y'all done tried people. Y'all done tried work. Y'all done tried yoga, other religions. You done tried being spiritual. Don't know what that is. You done tried constellations and stars and theories, and you done tried it all. I'm telling you, try Jesus. Some of you have tried Jesus, and because you didn't get instant results, because you didn't get microwavable results, or because you didn't get what you wanted, you felt like Jesus didn't work. No, God is only going to give what's good for you. And I'm saying this as in a funny way, but I want you to catch it. A lot of us, we talk to God and we talk and we try to, you know, get God to do certain things, and we may have good intentions in the process, but as a parent, you will never give your kids candy for breakfast. You would never say, hey, take this pack of annihilators and these Twizzlers and take these Sour Patch Kids, and I want you to eat them at 7 a.m. You will never give your kids candy for breakfast. And sometimes, even when we're hungry and we need something, and we need this thing right now, God will see your need or the thing that you think you need, and he will say, oh, that's, I know you're hungry, but that's candy. That's for breakfast. I know you need something, but that's not it. That's candy for breakfast. So what God will do is, he'll get like grandma and he'll make you a meal that fits the occasion. But here's the thing with grandmom. Here's the thing when you go over Big Mama house. Big Mama cook from scratch. You ain't gonna get no microwave pancakes. You ain't gonna get no biscuits from a can. You're not gonna get the bacon in the pack. Grandma gonna take her time and prepare the meal. So that means you may have to wait a little while to get what you need. So for those who are looking for something, I need you to try Jesus. But for those who have tried and said, I don't know if this works, it doesn't feel like it's working, what I'm telling you is that good things take a little bit more time. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray for two things. We're going to pray for patience, but we're also going to pray that somebody receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And they get on board and they finally get the peace that they're looking for, and they probably get the understanding that they've been waiting for, and they'll finally get renewed because they've been operating in an old system and their fruit is expired. We need something new. Our communities need something new, our cities need something new. Our families need something new. So that new thing with us, it starts with us. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you that you are blessing lives, that you are leaning on our hearts, that you're speaking to our hearts, and you're calling for us to come out. You said in the last days, you're going to call for your people. Your people are going to hear your voice. And a lot of people think your people are church people. No. Your people are everywhere, and they look different, and they talk different, and they act different, and they're coming with scars, and they're coming burdened and weighed down, and they're coming with ideas, and they're coming out different. So God, for those who feel like they're too out there to receive you, God, you'll go far if they're out there. You'll go further than they are, because you'll leave the 99 to get the one. So God, for those who are listening, who are saying, you know, I messed up. I don't think Jesus wants me. You said that you want those who are messed up. You want those who recognize that they are broken. Those are your favorite people. Those are your favorite people. So God, we pray that you begin to move in their hearts. Now, for those who are listening, and you say, I want to be saved, I want to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I'm going to tell you, it's very easy. Here's what you do. You first acknowledge that you are a sinner. And then you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. You recognize that he died and rose for your sins. And you ask him to be Lord of your life. And then you recognize that he's coming back for you. We can be together again. If you did that, you are now part of the family. We good cousins. If you did that, you are now grafted in with Jesus Christ. And he becomes your Savior. He becomes the person you go to for everything, and he'll never let you down. And the Bible says when one person gets saved, heaven rejoices. So right now, for that person who decided to get saved, heaven is throwing a party. And for that person who is listening right now, and you're dealing, you're struggling with your faith, and you know, sometimes you feel like, yo, I'm praying and it ain't working. I'm fasting and it ain't working. I'm staying faithful. I'm reading my Bible and it ain't doing nothing. Well, let me tell you, the best meals are slow cooked. And I pray for your faith right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you hold on. I pray that you faint not. I pray that you continue the race. And I pray that you realize that you don't have to do it by yourself. We are not called to do this thing alone. We are one body, many members. And we as believers have to learn how to utilize the body. God says in his word, if you want to be a friend, or if you want friends, the first thing you have to do is be friendly. God has grafted community. He is about community. He is about bringing people together. He is about unity. You are not meant to walk this road alone. Get with a Bible-believing church, with a Facebook group, a Zoom meeting. Get with people who love Jesus. Just get with them. We don't have time to waste. But if you can't, as of yet, we are PKN Network. And you listen to us as long as you can hold on. And you call in and you answer and you talk and you send in your prayer requests. And you continue to hear the word until you can. We are waiting. We are waiting. We are praying. We are reaching out. We are yelling. We are screaming for you. Because we believe God is going to do something in your life. Amen. All right. I thank you guys for the time. I'm sorry I didn't work past time. And if Pastor Toy is there, she'll give you quick announcements for the rest of the show. And then we are going to close out. This is what happens when I'm with you guys for a while. I just keep going.
So Pastor, that ain't you. That's the Holy Spirit this evening. Hallelujah, God. We say that's straight the Holy Spirit this evening, because all I said to you was I'm still standing, and I bless God for that prayer, because I say the Spirit led you to every little thing. So I thank God and covered everything we going through right here, right now, around not just in America, but around the world. So we thank God for that word. We thank God for the anointing and the man of God that came forward this evening with the word from the Lord. We bless God by faith for that soul we believe gave their life to Christ this evening. And, of course, we encourage you to find the Bible Believing Teaching Preaching Sanctuary, where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting with By Faith We Good. And the pastor of that ministry, Pastor Bernard Morrow. Again, 8 p.m. tomorrow evening, By Faith We Good. You do not want to miss that anointed young man of God. Please feel free to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to contact us via email at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. Again, that is PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We thank you for joining in with us for our 1,328th episode. We bless God. For we know it is no one but God who has gotten us here. We thank you, each of our faithful listeners and supporters. We praise God for each and every one of you, and we thank you for joining in. Reverend Burgess, before I hand it back to you to close it out, right before, I was going to comment on one thing, but then you hit that slow cooker. Oh, you need to not think I'm going to... Y'all going to hear that slow cooker from me, because if anybody likes cooking, what a slow cooker does is it literally makes the season get infused into whatever
right.
it is you are cooking. So
come
it's not
now.
Like a regular cook job. That thing, them seasonings, those spices, that thing that gives it its flavor and just makes it pop to life in your taste buds, it happens
uh-huh.
in that slow cooker. So if you
yes,
find
ma'am.
Yourself in a place that you are slow cooking in Jesus Christ right now, don't get discouraged, but rejoice, because when he opened the lid to that slow cooker, hallelujah, God,
come
the
on.
Seasoning, the flavor, the power of the Holy Spirit will have infused with you. Oh, you about to get me started tonight, Reverend Art. Bless God for you. The ministry is back in your hand.
Oh, man. Pastor, if I let her go, she going to keep going. That'll be another hour and a half. Bless God. We will see you again. I love you. Can't wait to meet you again in the healing hour. God bless.
Jesus bless.
He raised me.
I will not lose.
He saved me.
I will not lose.
Set me free.
I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.